Hello, beings of this earth. I'm Venus.
And I'm Xander.
And welcome to Bad at Life, the podcast where we discover a wide variety of topics that we may or may not be bad at. And Xander, why do our opinions matter?
Because we said so.
Yes. Welcome to our third episode, Bad at Cooking. So, listener discretion is advised. We do not filter or edit anything out. Explicit content will be featured in this episode. But just for future reference, it will be featured in every episode. So, yeah. Just listen to your own, you know, if you want to listen to that kind of stuff. Keep listening, girl.
Yeah.
So this week, we're going to be talking about how we're bad or good or amazing or horrible at cooking. It seems like the most incredible theme, right? No?
Yeah. It's...
What? I was asking you.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds very boring, but I promise that it won't be boring because we're fun.
Yeah, so. This will be definitely the ultimate test. Like, are we going to be good at podcasting? Can we make any topic interesting? This will be, you know.
The answer is yes.
The answer will be revealed at the end, I guess.
I know.
But we'll try.
We'll try.
So, cooking... I actually did look up the definition because I feel like some of y'all don't know what cooking is. Because no. I've tasted some shit that was just not good.
And I've seen some pictures and videos.
And that is just nasty.
Yeah.
So the official definition of cooking is the act of the act of preparing food for eating, especially by heating. So obviously that is not necessary in... the cooking process. Cooking technically means, like, heating up. But, like, cooking can also be, like, non-heated food.
How?
Like, a wrap with, like, salmon.
But that's not considered cooking. That's just preparing.
Okay, maybe that's just making food. I don't know.
That's making food. Oh. That's not cooking. I don't know what you're saying.
Okay.
Cooking is heating up something.
But imagine, like... Okay, we're already getting into an argument before we started the episode. Imagine you, like, say to your children, like, oh, I'm gonna cook dinner, and then you make, like, cold food. Was that wrong? You should have said, I'm gonna make dinner.
Yeah, because okay, otherwise they'll be very disappointed, I think.
Well, if you didn't know, now you know. If you're going to make cold dinner, never say you're going to cook dinner because that shit is wrong. Okay? Don't make the same mistake I did.
If you're going to make a salad or something, don't say you're going to cook.
Just say you're going to make dinner.
You're going to make something.
It will be easier.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's have a little story time. Me and Xander have some little stories about cooking.
Little stories.
Yes. Do you want to start?
No, you can start this time. Because okay. I feel like I always start with my stories.
Yeah, but maybe that's just because I want to see what you're going to say.
Okay, well, you can see what I say after you told your story.
So, you know, the concept of this part of the podcast is actually meant to be like, you know, how does this topic relate to our lives? And I guess when I thought of it, it was meant to be like, oh, just tell a story about it. But... right now, these topics are not giving, like, big stories that I can tell, especially not cooking. Like, who has a big story to tell about cooking in their life?
No, they're just small.
Yeah, they're just small snippets of our life.
What happens?
Yeah. So, what I wrote down... Okay. So, I'm going to start off with this story. I don't think my sister is listening to this, but if you are, hey, girl. We obviously grew up together, me and my sister, and one day we had to make food ourselves, and we were very young. I was, like, I think 12 maybe, so she would have been 15, and our parents weren't at home. They were, like, doing grocery shopping, or they were going to a party or something. I'm not quite sure. But they had left us, like, a ready-made lasagna that we had to heat up, but it wasn't, like, a self-made lasagna. It was, like, a lasagna that you could buy at the store, like, oh, just heat it up, girl. Disgusting. So, yeah, disgusting. Actually, I have, like, a traumatic response to lasagnas from that store. But, yeah, so we had to heat up the lasagna, and we had, like, this oven that was also a microwave. So, like, a dual thing. And we weren't quite sure how to use it, yet our parents left us alone to do it. So that was really strange. And we were going to heat up the lasagna, but I guess we didn't really realize that if you had put it in, like, the wrong setting, like, in a microwave, you can't put metal.
Oh, no.
But our dumb asses, just, like, being so young, didn't really realize.
So you mean, like, the aluminum foil?
Yeah, the aluminum foil that the lasagna is in.
Oh, my God.
So we put the lasagna in, you know, we just put, like, so many minutes because we think, like, oh, it'll notice that it needs to be an oven for this or something. And suddenly, like, after, I think we left the room. Like, we left.
Who leaves okay, the room?
Okay, we didn't leave. Well, you don't know my childhood home.
No, I know what you mean. Like,
we were, like, close. Like, we were close to the kitchen, but not in the kitchen.
On the couch, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, around the corner, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's wrong.
It's wrong.
You told me.
Like, yeah.
In our last home.
Mm-hmm.
That I always need to watch the oven or the microwave. The microwave.
Well, you're gonna hear why. You're gonna hear why I say that to you.
Yeah.
So we were like probably sitting on the couch, you know, around the corner, like the room next to it. And we definitely smelled something funny. Like we smelled something like, what the fuck is that? So we walked back to the kitchen and there were like sparks inside of the microwave. And eventually we saw a little flame. And the microwave luckily turned itself off at this point. So it was clearly a high-tech super machine that knew to stop.
That's really good.
That's really good.
Yeah.
But obviously we opened it up and there was like smoke. There was like a super bad smell. So we had to open every window because we were like, oh my goodness, if our parents come home to this and they smell this, they know this, like they're gonna...
crowned you
forever. Yeah, they're gonna be super angry and our lives will be over. I think eventually, because we were so scared of like the smoke and stuff, we did call a family member and they were like, okay, don't worry, just open the windows. If there's no fire, there's nothing wrong. But of course our parents did find out, but they were just like more concerned for our safety than
good.
That we did it. So that was really good, but that was really scary. And yes, from now on, like, I always am very alert at the microwave. I don't leave the room ever, which was like super weird. Like a couple of days ago at work, this girl, she was making like a grilled cheese sandwich and like in a grilled cheese press. I don't know if that's a real word, but like
a panini press something.
And she left the room, but not only that, she left just the whole building. She left the building to go smoke. So eventually this grilled cheese is like actually burning. And another colleague was like, is this grilled cheese yours? And I was like, no, it's from this other girl. And she was like, where is she? I was like, well, she's gone smoking. So she had to get it out. Otherwise, it was definitely gonna, you know, burn up the whole place.
Oh my God.
But that was like a side story. Like that just happened recently. So watch your electronics when they're cooking something, because obviously, as we just discussed in the definition, there is heating involved.
Yeah.
And where heating is involved, there is fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is.
So, I do have some other little stories, but maybe you can tell yours now.
Yeah, because I don't have a whole lot to say, but I do have one story for you guys. But Venus obviously has to fill me in a little because
obviously because he's just like so bad at remembering things.
Yeah, that's something for another time, but I'm really, really bad.
New episode, bad at remembering.
Yeah, it's horrible. I don't want to talk about it really. Because it's very confrontational.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I remember this one time. It's also at our old home. I think I came home from work. I was cycling back.
We live in the Netherlands.
Yeah, we live in the Netherlands. So I use a bike to
get places.
To get places.
Okay.
So I was... getting back home, and I think you called me that day, and you were panicking because you were making something in the oven, and it didn't caught on fire, but it was burning because I used to be very lazy in my old home.
Yeah, I used to be.
Shut the hell up.
Okay, I'm not that lazy. But we all have our moments, girls.
Yeah, we all have our moments. But I think what happened is that I forgot to clean the oven. And sometimes when we make pizza, like, droplets of cheese
just... And crumbs.
And crumbs just fell through the...
through the cracks, y'all.
Through the cracks. And,
But that's normal.
Yeah, it's normal, but I was very lazy back then, so it hardened up. And,
it became charcoal.
Yeah, it became black charcoal, something like that. But obviously, that really smells when you use the oven again. But at that time, it was really bad. And I hadn't cleaned it in a while. And then I think it started smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And you opened the oven door and the room just filled up with smoke. And you were panicking because at that time... We had, like, a very... We lived in a very shitty home, and the windows didn't really open. It was very difficult to do so. So, we were very worried. But, I don't know. I don't know how it happened.
I actually don't remember at all when this was.
You don't?
No. And I... No. Oh,
well, you called me, and you were panicking. Because you thought...
But that sounds like me just in general. Calling you because I'm panicking. Yeah. I panic about everything.
And you were like, oh, what do I need to do? And I don't know what to do. And I was like, open something because...
Yeah, but opening things is just very hard when you have indoor cats.
Yeah, but in general. Also, before we get into that, like, it took us, I think...
3 million years
yeah,
to get the smoke out of the house.
2 or 3 days, maybe. Horrible. Maybe even longer. It was really awful. And then, yeah.
What a great story.
Yeah, it was kind of all over.
That's the only story you have about cooking?
No, not really. I just want to point out that Venus and I have a lot of trouble with picking...
Okay, well... About picking meals, but let's leave that for after my story.
Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize. You can tell your little stories.
Yes.
And then we'll talk about that afterwards. I'm so sorry.
So, okay, oh my god, it's not like someone died. You're like, oh my god, I'm so sorry. Oh, my boyfriend is gonna kill me. Yeah. I'm so sorry, don't stab me.
It's like... like an apology video.
Y'all, I don't abuse him, I promise. He's just very apologetic in general.
Yeah, I am.
So, another story I have is not really a story. It's just like a little fun thing about bad at cooking. I had like... I've never really had this a lot of times where as a student I was really broke. A lot of people do have that. I was very fortunate that I didn't really have that. And, but there was one month in particular that I definitely noticed, like, oh my god, I'm a student, I'm super broke, and I ate what I describe as, like, the cheapest meal ever. Not only because it was cheap, but it was cheap tasting, okay?
Okay.
Because the cheapest meal that you could have is technically, like, noodles, you know, like, cup noodles, or, just, like, soup or something, or bread, I don't know. But this, even though it had more ingredients than that, mama, it just tasted even more cheap. So for this month that I had, the thing that I ate, it was like chicken broth with rice.
Oh,
so like left in soup, you know, you make the chicken broth into like a little soup. And then rice, you know, you cook it. And noodles from like cup noodles and stuff. Which were also chicken flavored. So, like, the chicken broth and the chicken noodles, like, they made, like, extra chickeny flavor. And you added, like, the noodles also because then there was more to eat. Because the rice only was, like, a little bit boring. So, it was just, like, chicken broth soup with noodles and rice. And that's it. That's what I ate for, like, almost a whole month.
For a whole month?
Yes.
Where?
Well, it was when I was a student. And let's just say the people that had to be there for me at that time were not available at this time. Oh, so okay. I was like left alone to, you know, to fend for myself. And at the time, I think I was like 16. I definitely could not take care of myself. I didn't know that back then. But I was like, well, I need nutrition. Mama, there was no nutrition in this meal. There was no nutrition at all. Just
carbs.
There was nothing. But it did fill me up. So I did make it out alive.
But you must have felt horrible.
Yes, I did. But, okay, so for a side note on the story, I was, like, a student, but I wasn't, like, fully alone in life. But, like I said, the people who should have taken care of me at that time weren't really available to do so. So the people that had to actually left me some money to, like, buy food. And normal people would have used that to buy food.
But you kept it.
No.
Oh.
I did something even worse. So I was, like, not super broke, but I wasn't, like, rich. So I couldn't really afford nice food. Uh-huh. Like, I just had normal food. So I was like, oh, my God, I have, like, this money now. I should totally, like, eat out. Like, I should totally, like, get expensive food now.
Oh, no.
So, like, the first night, I spent it on New York pizza. But, like, a normal person would have then just ordered a pizza and been like, okay, now I can use the rest for food. No. I got a pizza with, like, extra toppings, with, like, fries, with chicken, with a drink, with ice cream.
No.
Because I was, like, so, like, over the moon. Like, oh, my goodness, I can finally afford something like this. And then I ate it all, and then I had no money for the rest of the month. And then
for the month?
Yes, and then I had to eat my chicken broth soup. Obviously, here and there, I had other things, like bread. But
that is horrible.
Yeah.
How much did they leave you?
Not a lot.
50.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, so for 50 a whole euros. Month. Yeah.
Just you.
Yes.
That's awful.
I was not abused, by the way.
It sounds like
the people who should have taken care of me were not my parents at the time.
Okay.
It was someone else. So let's just keep that clear.
But that's still
That's awful.
Very awful.
But and also just another side story that I wanted to tell before we dive deep into like the topic and what we think is that even though it's not really about cooking, I just wanted to let y'all know that I was like what is this called? Like, in America, it's, like, the Girl Scouts, you know, who sell the cookies. Well, in the Netherlands, we just have
Scouts,
the Scouts, so period. Everyone can be, you know, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, everyone is just together.
Mm-hmm.
And my first camping trip with them, we had to eat, like, vegetables and, like, just, like, normal people, you know? Just, like, everyone eats vegetables. And I wasn't, like, too experienced with eating vegetables because I was, like, 8. And I had to choose between cucumber and lettuce, and I hadn't eaten both of those in my life. So I was like, I think lettuce will be the best, because I feel like lettuce, everyone knows lettuce, you know?
Yeah.
And I didn't know cucumber. So I was like, okay, lettuce. And I took one bite of the lettuce, and I actually threw up, like, on everyone. Like, there were, like, people around me eating food. Everyone was, like, eating dinner. You know, there was food on the table, and I just barfed over the entire table.
That's disgusting. But was it a challenge, or were they just...
No, challenge? Eating vegetables?
No, but, like, I had a vision, like, of you, like, of the Scouts having, like, a couple of plates... With
no.
With vegetables on it that you need to try as a challenge. You know, sometimes they have stuff.
Yeah,
like
I mean, that could have been the thing, but no. It was just like
we're discussing things, you know.
Yeah, we were just like having dinner, and especially when you're so young in the Scouts, they have like specific rules to keep it like good and healthy, because obviously you're not old enough to make your own choices.
No.
So they were like, okay, you can have the yummy dinner, but you do have to choose one of the vegetables to eat.
Let's see.
So that's like really good.
What was it, like a mixed salad?
No, that's like the weirdest thing ever. It was plain lettuce. Without anything.
Oil, seasoning, vinegar, nothing.
No.
Oh, that is horrible.
Yeah, it could have been like iceberg lettuce, and then it would have been I guess still fine, because like it's so like tasteless, it's just water.
Yeah.
But no, it was like the green ass floppy salad, like not salad, lettuce that
from
like
the crop.
Yeah, from the crop that just tastes like earth.
Oh no.
Yeah, it was horrible.
I bet you 10 euros that they didn't wash that. It was like a little bit of crunchy mud in between.
That, and also in that same camping trip, I also woke up like next to a grasshopper.
Oh, yummy.
Yeah, it was alive.
Lovely.
So, even that would have been more nutritious, honestly, than the dirty lettuce.
Did you know that I ate a grasshopper?
Well, no, but I do know that now. I cannot believe I kissed those lips. Honestly.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah, so, I ate a couple bugs when I was on my trip in Thailand.
Horrible.
Let me just tell you that it's not worth it.
It's not worth it, girl. It's not
worth the hype.
I'm just thinking about it. I'm not going to do it.
But I did it. Let me just say that it tastes like nuts.
That's what they all say.
Yeah, but it's true.
But I don't believe that. It's true. But I don't like nuts.
I promise. Yeah, okay.
I know that's weird for a gay guy to say that.
Nuts are
just bad.
Unsalted nuts are not as great.
But yeah, but salted nuts are not good for you.
No, that's true.
So, like, you can never win.
It's just
really I say hot. That. Meanwhile, my breakfast was, like, ice cream. So, it's like...
Period.
What? So, like, do I look like someone who really gives a fuck?
No.
You know, if I eat nuts, they're gonna be salty, okay? But yeah. Not peanuts. Anyway, also, if you didn't notice, we're definitely away from the story segment. We are not just talking about nonsense.
Yeah.
But no, nuts are bad. Especially peanuts.
I don't think so. I think salted peanuts are pretty good. And, you know, at the fair, they have, like, these sugar-coated peanuts and these chocolate-covered peanuts.
And they are also horrible.
No, they're pretty good. No,
the only nut that I like
is almonds.
And yeah, but also, it's not like I love it.
No, but you do eat them. But almonds,
I feel like, are the most healthy. Is that a lie?
No, well, yeah. Who told you that?
I don't know. I feel like I made that up, maybe.
I think so, too, because they're all...
But I do like walnuts.
Ew, that's disgusting. If you had to pick a nut, don't pick walnuts.
Okay, no. If I had to pick any nut... Okay, I feel like I'm on, like... What's that show... Like, How to Be a Millionaire? No. You know what? Like, with the questions, like with the...
I don't know.
And they have to choose? A, B, C, or D? No?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Okay, let's just say it feels like Deal or No Deal. But if I had to choose any nut, It would be... Honestly, probably an almond. I don't know.
Almonds are good. What is your opinion on cashew nuts?
Boring and ew.
And pistachio?
Disgusting. You
hate pistachios. Why? They're so good.
I'm not gonna lie. I feel like I've never had them. But just the smell and the look of them.
You should
not give them to me.
No.
No, I will probably barf. Lettuce story part two.
Probably. But I mean...
What is your favorite meal to cook?
My favorite meal to cook? Do you mean, like, what's my favorite meal as in, this is the yummiest meal I cook? Or is really fun to cook?
Fun.
Okay.
It's about cooking, not eating.
No, I know. The most fun that I have while cooking is when I make burritos, honestly. I know it's a lot of work, but...
It's a long time ago that we had that.
Yeah, it's a long time ago. But I... In my personal opinion, I make bomb as burritos.
In my personal opinion, he does also make bomb as burritos.
That's really nice.
Thank you. So.
If you want a recipe, don't contact me.
Girlies, he doesn't even know the recipe, honestly.
No, I know the recipe, but it's like, it's a secret. It's a secret recipe.
Girl, it's like even more basic than the burrito recipes online.
It's not.
But it's still very good.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. My favorite meal to cook is probably nothing. The funny thing is, I love cooking, like, in the sense of if I really make time for it, you know, it's like a complicated meal. It's like Christmas dinner, you know, like I have 3 days to prepare. Like, then it's really fun to cook.
But overall,
I don't like cooking just, like, in a busy day. And lately, no. I've been just so busy. I don't like coming home and being like, okay, now I have to cut onions, and I have to cut carrots, and now I have to cook the pasta, and prepare the sauce, the meat. No, who wants to do that? No one.
I mean, almost everyone does it. But my question is why? Because it just, honestly, it just ruins my day.
Is it that bad for you?
I mean, yeah, it is really bad. The thing is, normally I don't mind cooking if the food is yummy. But our problem is that we cook the same 5 meals every single week. And they're not even great. So that's the whole issue here.
Yeah. I mean, there are some things that I really like. Like, I really love pasta in general. I really love, like, this meal, this childhood meal that I eat, arroz a la cubana. It's, like, rice with tomato sauce.
I don't like it.
And eggs. And it's, like, a thing that my mom used to make, like, every week. So it's just something that I love. I cannot get enough of it. Yeah. But I think that's also just the nostalgia of it all.
It's, like, a comfort food for you.
Yeah, definitely.
So I get it. But me, personally, it's not my favorite meal. It's also very basic. But I do see why Venus likes it so much, especially because it's, like, I wouldn't say his favorite childhood meal, but
no, but like, definitely in the top three.
Definitely a nostalgic meal, indeed.
That, and it's super easy to make. So, I guess if I need to cook something, I'm, like, satisfied with it being that.
Yeah.
Because it's just really fast, not a lot of ingredients.
And definitely on the busy days.
Yeah, definitely.
It really satisfies you, I guess.
Yeah, I just hate coming home and having to do a lot of things, especially because I feel like my work is just already pretty draining.
Yeah.
In the sense of, like, that I have to use my brain a lot, and after that I'm like, ugh, I'm just tired.
Yeah.
You know?
I also kind of feel the same way, but it's just very, how do you say it? It's not physically.
Physically. Mentally. Yeah.
No, physically.
Oh, so
physically active.
That's so funny. You say it so wrong. You're like physically.
Physically.
He is physically very tired while I'm very mentally tired.
Yeah.
But also physically, honestly.
Yeah.
But just cooking in general, I think right now I'm like really lucky that I come home later than Xander. So he has the opportunity to cook before I come home, and that's like the nicest thing ever.
Yeah.
In my previous relationship, I was always the person that had to cook, so I feel just really lucky.
Yeah. You usually come home to
yeah
a meal,
but that's just because I work longer.
Yeah.
And I have to travel to my work, so it's just really nice to come home and, you know, be able to eat. But yeah, I wouldn't say that I dislike cooking. I actually really like cooking when you have time, when you can prepare things, when you can come up with things.
You really should make the crispy chicken again.
Yeah, I'm really good at making crispy chicken, like crispy chicken tenders, and like making them super crispy.
But the thing is,
it takes so much work.
And you need to, oh no, I was thinking, like, oh, you need to put them in the oven, but you don't.
You just make them in the pan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Eventually, like, last year, I was, like, vegetarian for 3 months. And I did that because I had actually a lot of trouble eating meat. It's just some meat disgusts me, and it still does. It's actually really hard for me to find meat that I like. And I think there are just so many vegetarian, you know, alternatives these days that was like fine, but some vegetarian alternatives are just so
disgusting,
not even close to like what they're trying to be. This is like, oh, vegetarian chicken burger, and then it actually tastes like what, like foot and sidewalk. Honestly, it just tastes so bad. Yeah. And then you're like, I don't even want to be vegetarian anymore.
I remember a couple weeks ago, I think.
You made something vegetarian.
Yeah, I was like,
the vegetarian, like, patties or something.
Yeah, no, it was like a schnitzel.
Oh, yeah.
It was supposed to be like a Wiener schnitzel.
Ew, that accent is just the most horrendous thing.
Yeah, but it's like a German thing, so you don't say Wiener schnitzel.
Wiener schnitzel.
Wiener schnitzel. Americans say schnitzel or something.
Really? Okay, Wiener schnitzel.
No, that sounds disgusting.
Yeah, okay, it was so bad.
It was a vegetarian schnitzel, and it was so gross. I can't even describe what it tastes like.
I just immediately knew that something was off.
Yeah.
I couldn't place that it was a vegetarian, but I could place that it was just bad.
Yeah, or spoiled. Just
yeah, I was like, ew, why is it so nasty?
Yeah, because I didn't tell him that it was vegetarian.
Yeah, but which doesn't matter. I mean, I'm open to anything.
No, okay.
That is so untrue, by the way. I'm like, I'm open to anything.
No,
I'm
not
open to anything. I hate, like,
trying things that you don't know. And
yeah, especially meat.
Yeah.
Because it's like, this is an animal. Yeah. This is like a body part that I'm putting in my mouth.
Yeah.
I need to know what it is. I need to know where it comes from. Like, I don't have any trouble with chicken.
No, because you absolutely hate pork.
Yeah, and I don't like pork.
You also don't like cow meat.
Well, the thing is, I like cow minced meat.
Yeah. Like,
that's okay.
Mince you do.
You know, the taste is fine with, like, pasta. I cannot get behind pork. There are, like, one or two things of pork that are okay to me.
Mm-hmm.
But just, it's just weird. I just think about it. I'm like, oh my god, this is a pig.
Yeah.
And it's not like I don't have that with chicken or cow, but I guess I'm just, like, used to the taste more and used to the texture. But just, like, I cannot get used to for instance, like steak, I cannot get used to that. That is just nasty. To me.
Yeah.
I mean, you to you, mama. If you want to eat a steak, you go eat that steak. Like, it's so luxurious and, like, good meat, or so I've heard.
I like steak.
I don't. But would you order it for, like, $35?
No.
35 euros?
No.
People do that.
I know, but I just don't see. Well,
I don't see the point.
No, I don't see the point in paying so much for just a piece of meat. I need more. I need, like, all-you-can-eat buffet, you know, all that.
That is so Dutch, by the way.
Yeah.
That's so Dutch. For 30 euros, I need big buffet.
Yeah, but I also hate, like, a la carte. Like, I don't like that at all.
I like that sometimes.
But not all the time.
No. It depends.
If I get something like a la carte, it needs to be like a 3-course meal something.
We go to like this super cute lunch place, Coffee Mundo.
Oh, yeah.
And we always order just from the menu. And yeah, they have like super amazing stuff. Like, I'm not afraid to try things there because you just know that everything is super yummy. Yeah,
but they're pretty big portions for lunch.
Yeah, and they're really cheap, I feel like.
Yeah, I don't think they're that expensive.
Like, almost everything is under 10 euros.
Yeah, and you get, like I said, very big portions. Yeah. Especially, there's this one dish.
What?
It's like
the spicy taco?
Yeah, the spicy taco.
Which is not a taco at all.
No, it's not a taco. It's like just bread.
Yeah.
Toasted bread with minced meat on
and like a bunch of vegetables and stuff.
Bunch of vegetables and just taco seasoning, and it's just so good.
We actually have to go soon because now I'm craving that. But yeah, I mean, what are your thoughts on cooking? Do you like it? Do you hate it? What is your final say about it?
When I have time and when I find a good recipe, which almost never occurs, then I don't mind. But right now, at this point in my life, when we cook the same 5 meals over and over and over again, I don't like it. So if you guys know any recipes that are quite fast and
are yummy
and not too many ingredients, please let us know, because yes, we need some inspiration.
Definitely. So please, our two fans who listen to this, send us the recipes, girl.
Please.
No, my final verdict is that I do like cooking. I've grown up with, like, my mother's cooking, who, like, cooks amazingly. She has her own restaurant and everything. So I love cooking. But, yeah, when I have time.
Yeah.
Like, not after a big day of work. So definitely send us some recipes if y'all have any. Our Instagram is at battedlife.pod. So we don't have many followers, but,
If you are listening and if you have a good recipe,
please send it. And maybe we'll try it,
Yeah, and maybe we'll tell on our podcast if what it was we thought good about it.
Plus, just follow the Instagram because we are definitely, like, posting any updates about this.
Yeah.
You know, if there's any news, we will post it on there.
Absolutely.
So before we go, I actually do have an announcement.
An announcement?
Yes.
What is the announcement?
Oh, no. Before the announcement, you have to do a fun fact about cooking.
Yeah, I actually looked up a fun fact about cooking, and I think it's the funniest thing. Okay, so listen. Potatoes can absorb and reflect radio wave signals. So in 2012, when this airplane, it's called the Boeing, wanted to test out its wireless signal on this new plane, they ended up placing huge piles of potatoes on the seats.
Okay, that is such a random fact.
Yeah.
About potatoes, by the way. It's not really about cooking.
No, it's not really about cooking, but look at this picture.
Ew, what is that?
It
looks like a person. This is like an airplane seat with, like, a bunch of sacks of potatoes. So, wait. So, potatoes do what?
They can absorb and reflect radio wave signals. Haven't you ever seen that they made YouTube tutorials where they put wires in potatoes and with batteries and stuff.
And they make it like a clock or...
Yeah, they make anything other and things. Everything.
A light?
Yeah.
That's so funny. You should send me that picture so I can put it on the Instagram.
So you can see what it looks like.
Yeah, y'all are about to be traumatized. This looks like a person.
Yeah, it does.
So, oh my goodness, another episode completed. That's so exciting.
But you have an announcement.
Yes.
What is it? I don't even know what you're going to say.
Well, you know what it's about.
Oh. Okay.
But this is really exciting for me.
Yeah, because we are getting married.
We are so not getting married. What the hell? We are definitely getting married in the future, but not anytime soon. No, the announcement that I have is that I've actually been working on some music lately.
Yeah.
And that's really exciting for me because the last really big release that I, put out was actually my previous album that came out in 2019. And there have been some small projects since then in 2020, but this song that I'm releasing is actually my first release in 3 years. So next Friday, April the 14th, which is actually Xander's birthday. Happy birthday! I'm actually releasing a new song. It's called All Over Me. And it's super exciting. Xander's actually already heard it, of course. But it's super exciting and it would mean the world to me if anyone who listens to this podcast would also, try to listen to the song when it comes out. I bet you'll love it because it's actually really good. I'm not like a narcissistic person.
No.
I'm not like a narcissistic person, but I really love the song. So
it really sounds amazing. It's really good.
Yeah.
So if you can I tell the genre or?
Yeah.
Okay. If you are into hyperpop, like Charlie XCX, what more? Like Slater? Well, is she
Slater? But also it's very Pink Panther-ish, very Boy's a Liar, very inspired by current TikTok music, honestly. Not like that I want to be a TikTok music
person. No, but if you like that
kind of you'll definitely like this song.
Genre, then you'll definitely like it. And maybe the rest of the album too, which will also come out hopefully very soon, but I'm not going to say anything about that.
We're not going to say anything about that. But yeah, my new song, All Over Me, will be out next week, April 14th. So, we need to shut the fuck up because this episode is already the longest we've made it yet.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know how that happened with one of the most boring
Subjects.
What's
Topics.
Subject.
Yeah, so next week we're actually, let me see. Next week we're going to be talking about helping. We're going to be talking about how we're bad at helping. And I know you're thinking that's also a boring subject, but mama, I'm bad at everything. So we'll let you know
next
week. Yes. So tune in next week and good night, bitches.
Good night.
Bye, whore.